It's 26 past six. James Carlton, good morning.
Good morning to you, Fran. Well, Western Australia leading with the fires, of course. Fire chaos. Prescribed burn razes homes near Margaret River. A dozen homes near Margaret River, including one of WA's most prized heritage properties, have been razed after a prescribed burn grew out of control yesterday. The Melbourne Age. Police training review ordered. It's the tragic death of Tyler Cassidy. The coroner's inquiry killed at the hands of police. The death of an agitated Tyler Cassidy, 15 years of age. Shocking and bewildering, the circumstances urgently signalled the need for Victorian police to better train officers to identify and manage vulnerable young people who confronted police. That's the findings of the coroner. The Melbourne Herald Sun, this is a terrible story. Mum's twin heartbreak, medical bungle. A healthy 32-week-old fetus was accidentally terminated in a botched procedure at the Royal Women's Hospital. This Victorian mum was pregnant with twins. She made the agonising decision to abort one of the babies on doctor's advice because that fetus was very, very sick. But on Tuesday, the wrong baby was injected, terminating the healthy pregnancy, and this poor woman has lost both her boys. Heartstarter, the Adelaide Advertiser. New plan to revive Adelaide's CBD is a renewed push to revitalise the heart of Adelaide. It'll focus on filling the laneways and empty buildings in the north of the city. And the Brisbane Courier-Mail election game on. Both major parties yesterday unveiled key policy positions ahead of next year's Queensland state election. Anna Bligh and Campbell Newman will head up for a debate tomorrow. We have the security ultimatum to bases. That's in the Australian newspaper. Military bases across Australia have been given until Wednesday to sign off on new plans to protect troops from a terrorist attack or explain their failure to the Chief of the Defence Force, General David Hurley. This reflects the frustration of the Australian Defence Force commanders that some military bases have failed to implement new security plans more than 2 years after police foiled that terrorist plot to attack the Holsworthy Army Barracks in Sydney. We also have in the Sydney Morning Herald, taxpayers slugged as RBA firms fined $21 million. Two Reserve Bank firms will pay Australia's biggest proceeds of crime penalty, $21.6 million, after pleading guilty to bribing high-ranking officials across four countries. This is the case of Note Printing Australia, you know, the company that prints the plastic notes for foreign countries. It's been involved in all the bribes. Australian Financial Review, gas boom to future-proof education. The Queensland government plans to quarantine the benefits of the mining boom by placing royalties from the burgeoning $50 billion liquefied national gas industry into a form of sovereign wealth fund for education, the nation's first $1.8 billion Queensland Education Trust. And we have the Sydney Daily Telegraph. Through the glass ceiling, special report, women take more drink-drive risks. Fran, the news is a lawyer, an estate agent, a student, an administrator, all women, all in court on the same day, all convicted of drink-driving.
Oh, really thrilled, I'm sure, to have their photos there in the paper. Thanks, James. News coming up.